Guys, welcome. Today's video is sponsored by the one and only, our favorite, the number one ticketing app on the App Store. Yeah, the app that you have on your phone. Yeah, number one. SeatGeek, baby.
I'm talking 70,000 live events with over 28 million downloads. You guys already know SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app, which suits the number one Latino podcast in the world, according to Google.
That's what Google said.
That's right. And SeatGeek makes everything easy for you guys. You guys already know this. We say this every week. Green dot means good. Red dot means bad. Get the green dots. You
There's know what I'm so many artists right now. Fade.
Come on.
Bessel.
Let them know.
Javi.
Woo!
I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Not only just musical events, theatrical events.
Ooh, whatever you're looking for. You're looking for a date night? You don't have nothing to do tonight? Make sure to check out SeatGeek. They got you covered.
That is such a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? That's
just go on SeatGeek and be like, yo, it's date night.
Babe, you bored? I got you. I got you. And you know what else we got you with?
We got you with $20 off your first ticketing purchase.
We're here to save you some money. All you got to do is input La Platica and that's it. $20 off your first ticketing purchase. Come on, man. You already know what it is. SeatGeek,
save
the number
yourself
one
some money.
If you're not using SeatGeek, I don't even
remember,
rock with you like that.
Green
look at
dot
you like
means
that.
Good.
I don't even want to look at you if you don't use SeatGeek.
Look at him, Josh.
I'm not even look at him. They're not even
Josh, look at him.
I'm not even look at him, bro.
Enjoy today's episode.
Let's get it.
$134, $135
I have no
idea. Who fucking knows? Who fucking cares anymore?
Damn.
Yeah,
we
I don't
in
know.
It deep.
I don't know.
We in the '30s.
I'm gonna stop putting even the number on the thumbnail.
It's a lot. Just put
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, but one of them.
You deep in it.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome everybody to La Platica. We are your hosts, Josh Leyva.
Yes, sir.
I Sebas. Notifications on. Subscribe to the channel. Mm-hmm. This is La Platica. Mm-hmm. Number one Latino podcast in the world, but we never said that. Google it yourself.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. V. Josh Leyva, how art thou?
You know, bro, I'm better now. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here in front of one of my best friends and in the number one Latino podcast in the world, according to Google. What's there to complain about?
You look handsome as per use.
I feel like you've been kind of switching up your style, by the way. In a way, hear me out, right?
I'm hearing you out.
You're going less baggy, but yet baggy because you're going a little bit more fitted on the pants. And you've been doing more, dapper shoe wear as of late. I've been noticing, bro. I'm like, well, what's the new direction here?
You notice things like that about me?
What's the new inspiration for the fashion, dude?
You notice things like that about me?
The world wants to know.
I'm the Mexican Jacob Elordi.
Oh, is that the inspo?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's
You're
not.
Blushing, dude.
It's not.
You got a crush on Jacob?
No. The guy's handsome.
He's dope, man. I like his style a lot.
And I like his style, too. Yeah. But no, I just, you know what it is recently? I've fell in love with these pants. Remember those pants that I told you about?
The Wranglers?
Yeah, the Wranglers.
Goddamn Wranglers.
Goddamn Wranglers. And I just like it.
Nothing like a good pair of jeans. Am I right, Sebas?
Nothing like a good pair of fucking Wranglers, bro.
God damn it.
And just like how those pants fit on me, you know? I feel like my piernitas have been getting a little bit of like muscle.
Yeah?
From like riding my bike.
How's the snake ass doing?
And the snake ass, you know, it almost looks like it's pregnant.
Oh!
So it's coming along. It's coming along. Thank you for asking.
Okay, yo
Thank
humps,
you for asking,
Josh. Yo humps, your lovely
Josh.
Lady humps.
Yeah, you know, I've just been really feeling my lower torso.
I like it, bro. Yeah.
I appreciate that you noticed that, though.
I noticed, man.
Yeah.
If there's one thing about me, I'm going to notice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to notice.
Yeah, but I think it's those jeans. There's those, like, pants that I've been wearing. Because you can't wear those pants just with, like, Jordan 4s or some, like, blockier shoe that I like to wear as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, for sure. You're right.
I like to switch my shit up all the time regardless. Yeah. But I don't think it's like too dramatic, right?
I'm assuming you've never really had issues like finding a good pair of jeans.
No, but you have.
I have.
Because that's getting along with.
I am, and I got a small waist, fat ass, right? I feel weird talking about myself like that.
You know that's gonna live on YouTube forever, right? And I'm gonna clickbait.
Yo, I remember our last podcast. We were like that your face is gonna be on the internet forever, and Matt actually blurred your face.
Yes, I know.
I was like, what the? No, bro. The world needed to see. We need to do a cut. This podcast should end with a cut of just showing your face, non-blurred. Matt, can you do that for me?
No.
Thanks, Matt.
No,
bro, that
it
needs
was
to be
just
on the
like
internet.
That. No, oh, man. It's cool. That's an ugly
up,
face.
That's
only. Only you can see.
You got shame, bro? You got shame?
I am ashamed of that face that I made. Yeah, that's why I was pixelated out.
Listen, man, back to me struggling to find jeans. Okay.
Yeah.
Thin waist.
Fat ass.
Fat ass.
And yeah, and you have and I have big legs. Ass legs.
Yeah, so it is trickier for me to find jeans. So those Wranglers, I love those jeans. Yeah. I think they're super sick, especially since they're like more like tapered and they kind of flare out at the end.
Yeah, they're very 70s vibes.
So like for me, I'm a size, like I think my waist is like a 34, mm-hmm. but I have to buy like a 36 to 38 sometimes.
So your ass can fit.
Yeah, but then what happens is like you're so loose up here when I'm putting on my, because I obviously have to wear a belt.
You have the same struggles as my wife.
There you go. Yeah, I get the girls, man. I get the girlies. You know what I mean? I'm over here, the jump to put the jeans on.
Why don't you just take them to get tailored so they can reduce the waist?
You know, bro, I could do that, but I just...
Then you're that guy that goes and tailors your jeans for your ass?
Right, yeah. And then also, like, I'm not spending a ton of money on jeans. It would be different if I found, like, a really good pair of jeans that were expensive, like $600, mm-hmm. bro. I'm like, my jeans are from, like, they're Levi's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Zara. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm not going to go through all that. Yeah, it's just, yeah. These right here, these are Kith. I like Kith jeans.
Yeah, they fit good.
Because they're more like the 90s kind of boxy, and I like that.
A little straight.
Because that works. You know what I mean? It's not like so like tailored and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing though, like your structure, like the way that you were born, like a king.
Well, some might say,
you know, tall, your slim waist with your fat ass.
Yeah.
With your huge thighs.
Yeah.
It fits your body.
Thick boy.
I think that if I had huge legs like yours, I don't think I would look like a little bit more different.
Well, you would need to like make sure your upper body matches your lower body.
Sure, but I think on taller people, bigger legs look better. Yeah. And I'm tall. I think I'm tall.
Okay.
So
you would say that you're tall?
Yeah, I'm tall.
That's what you would just go around saying.
Yeah, I'm tall. I'm a tall guy.
You're a tall guy.
Yeah. You're just a taller guy. I'm tall.
Okay.
Hey, I'm tall.
We're going with tall?
Tall. T-A-U-L. That's my name. Tall.
Tall. It's just tall guy.
And you know Paul? Tall. I'm tall.
There's Paul and tall.
Yeah. So that's me. Yeah.
You're Paul. I'm tall.
Jess, do you consider me tall? Exactly.
But look at it wasn't a, yeah, it was a, yeah.
Jess is tall.
Yeah.
Jess is tall for.
But it's different because Jess is a girl.
Yeah, but she's still tall.
Yeah, but tall for a girl.
Yeah, but you're also taller for a guy.
You know what I would say?
You're a guy, right?
I hope so.
Show it to us.
I would say I'm on the taller side.
That's what I just said. Taller.
You know, but I said a little bit more like nonchalant. You know what I mean? Like tall people don't flex how tall they are. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
I don't
either. Like, sure. You know what I mean?
I don't either. Like I said, I can. I can say
you consider yourself tall.
I can say I'm 6 foot, but I don't. Because for what?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't care. I'm 5'11 and a half. And what?
I just like picking at your insecurities, dude.
I'm not insecure about that.
Whoa, dude.
Leva, I am not insecure about how tall I am.
Bro, lately I feel
I'm just a guy who has a big truck and I do.
Let's look at it here, all right? Big truck.
Shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes. Check. Heel on the shoes. Check.
No, first Exposed. Of all, when everybody
hey, next time on the Cheeseman channels, did you hear Sebas is insecure about his height?
Oh, I'm used to it already. Anyway,
no, bro, you are not insecure about your height. I'm just to back you
I'm
up.
I'm not insecure about anything.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Put that pinky down.
Bink. Your lower torso fits you nicely.
Don't bar your torso. Bro, I'm very excited about this episode. I feel like we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We got something that we're doing that's very special that I've been looking forward to do. And the time has come to do the thing that you and I have been wanting to do.
Let's do it.
But before we get into the thing that we want to do, okay, I have an announcement to make.
Please, let's hear it.
Salud is back.
Ooh.
With another giveaway.
That quick?
Bro.
That quick?
Bro, we don't waste no time.
That quick?
We got things to give away.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
You guys just giving and giving away.
That's what it's about, baby.
And I still can't enter.
My mom always told me the secret to living is giving.
Oh, 100%.
And that's what we're about.
Shout out to Marie.
Shout out to my moms, bro. Yeah, shout out to mom. Shout out to both of our moms.
Mommy Marie.
So this is what's going on, bro. There's a big festival happening in April.
Oh, yeah, okay? I think everybody knows what festival that is.
I'm talking about the festival in the desert, all right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. For legal reasons, we can't actually say what the festival is, but it is the festival that you guys are thinking about. The moment you get there,
it's like a sandstorm.
It's like a sandstorm. Yeah. And it's 2 weeks. It's back to back, right? And then afterwards, there's like another festival. That the whole month is like a festival.
Amazing artists.
Yeah. Amazing artists. So who are the top lineups that are going to be there this year? I think it's going to be Lana Del Rey. I think it's going to be Tyler, the Creator. I can't remember the other one, but it's a big artist.
They're amazing DJs.
Yes. Amazing. I mean, honestly, the lineups are insane. Yeah. Right?
The energy, the vibes are always dope.
So we're taking people there.
Ooh.
We're taking them 2 VIP tickets to the festival in the desert. $1,000 spending cash.
Oh no, it's not $500 no more.
They need $1,000.
That is true.
It's expensive.
That festival in the desert is expensive.
It's expensive. The festival that people
and those damn movers are expensive.
Yeah, those damn movers are. The drinks are expensive, so we gotta hook them up. $1,000.
$1,000. Easy.
All expenses paid for. If you're not from California, guess what? We bring you to California. California. You know what I'm saying? A year supply of salud.
Oh, money. I think everybody loves that last part.
And there's another special thing, because we actually did this last year, right? We threw a party last year at this festival, right?
Don't tell me.
And it was epic.
Don't tell me.
And it was...
Don't tell me.
Incredible, dare I say.
It was incredible.
The people who win this giveaway are going to get an opportunity to come party with us.
Wow.
A pre-festival party. In LA. So this is how it's going to work, right? The party's going to be in LA. It's a pre-festival party, getting people ready for this festival. They're going to come to LA, and then we're taking them to the festival that's in the desert, where they'll be, you know, complete and taken care of, $1,000. I mean, they're going to be hooked up, man. I don't know what to say, man.
They're going
to
be living large.
Listen, man. I'm only here to provide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a provider, dude. That's
my role.
And
they get
role.
To get
that's,
invited to that amazing party that you throw.
That's my annually. Role in life. Provider. Provider.
Wow.
Thick ass provider, man. That's my superhero.
And not only
man.
That, it's so cool because, you know, normally the parties that Te Salud throws, there's always a bunch they're of everything. Amazing people, amazing creators.
I didn't say it.
Just the energy and the vibes. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Do you mind if I join that one or I still can't join anything?
You want to enter the giveaway?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. Fuck no. Okay. Fuck no. Dude, so the giveaway goes live today.
Oh, wow.
Today.
Enter.
Yes. So hit the link below. Enter the giveaway. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this one. I told you guys, we're not missing with the giveaways. We just did the Bad Bunny one, which was a major success.
All that. Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations to our winner. That's coming up. I can't wait for you to go to that. But this, we're moving on. We're on to the next one. And guess what? After this one, I already another know what the one. Next one is.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about the one that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The one that we're talking about? That's the one we're talking
about. I don't know what the next one is.
And we going to for sure be at that one.
Yes.
We going to for sure be at that one.
For sure be at that one.
Yeah.
For sure be at that one.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
Yeah, yeah. First, let's focus on one thing.
You know what I mean?
And then the next thing.
My cheeks are hurting because I'm smiling too much. So let's not get into the next one.
It's going to be an amazing year.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing year.
Not only that.
I'm super excited.
Amazing summer.
Oh, okay. Pondering away, looking into the distance. Twinkle, twinkle in your eyes. Now I wonder.
So what's up, Josh?
What's up, man? Dude, how are you?
I'm very good. Very good. It's going to be a good weekend. Good week.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How was your week? Been on TikTok lately?
Hey.
You been doing any scrolling?
Hey. I've been on TikTok, bro, all week.
You've been on TikTok or you've been on TikTok?
When I'm on TikTok, all I see is my face.
You what are you saying?
I don't know.
You ever been canceled before?
I think they were trying to. No. You know what? I don't think they were trying to cancel me. I think that they were just simply talking about me. And it was, you know what was funny? It was like the first time that I was on TikTok and I was like, I'm over it. I keep seeing my face.
Yeah, dude, you were all over my FYP.
Yeah, I was like, why me?
And it was crazy, bro, because I feel like we've had moments where we kind of get like, we're all like, something happens, right? We get picked up on something and we're on people's FYP. And I get hit up by people, dude, for this one, for this thing that just recently happened, I got hit up by a lot of people.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of people were like, dude, is everything good? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was like, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, no.
So look,
do you want to?
I want to dive into this. Yeah. We don't have to spend too much time on this, but I think it's interesting.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot to unpack here. And there's a lot that I want to say as well.
Yeah.
But just to catch up everybody on, to catch up No Mustard. So we have an incredible audience that watches La Platica on YouTube.
The
right?
best.
And if you were just to watch our YouTube, the podcast, right? And you read through the comments, it's a one world. It's one family right here.
Yeah. Everybody right? agrees with everybody.
This last podcast that we just did, we played this incredible game called Preguntas.
Yeah.
Where the objective of the game is to get deep and, ask potentially hard-hitting questions about, the people yeah. you're playing with. Mm-hmm. And, we went into this just playing
the game. Which was an amazing game.
Yeah. No real agenda. Just like, hey, let's play the game and let's play it honestly.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be real here.
We played it honestly. These cards that we picked, they weren't placed there on purpose.
No.
Even though that would have been an amazing idea.
Honestly, that would have been
yeah. good. But we just played it organically.
Yes.
And me and you had an amazing conversation.
We left the podcast. We recapped the podcast. We watched the podcast. We saw the podcast before it went up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And
I'll get into that too.
You and I had a full conversation saying like, yo, that was a great episode.
It was amazing.
Especially the segment of Preguntas. This is yeah. before the world ever saw it.
Yes.
If you guys saw the episode, one of the questions that was asked was, have we ever hurt each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, it's very easy for me to like bypass a lot of things, right? And just be like, you know what? Nothing has ever happened. But I really wanted to play the game and I wanted to challenge myself.
Yeah.
So I dug a little deep and I was like, what can I say here? Let me look inside. Okay. And I brought up the time where Sebas, I ran out of gas and Sebas didn't come to my aid and yeah. rescue me and exposed them for being an asshole. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. No, but we went into this conversation. That was a joke, by the way.
I know. Don't think that I'm traumado. I'm not.
Okay. Just making sure.
Don't.
I'm joking, bro.
Don't think.
I saw you grip the seat a little tighter, dude.
I was like, here we go again.
No, we're going into this. We're going to dive in. Yeah. So anyways, we went into this and the way I came out of that was I felt overwhelmed with gratitude, bro, because it made me really appreciate the friendship that you and I have, bro. Mm-hmm. And anybody who watched that entire podcast, I feel got a glimpse of how you and I operate and mm-hmm. how genuine we are mm-hmm. within our friendship. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bro, I care about you a lot. Mm-hmm. So to call you out on something isn't easy for me
yeah.
because I am so sparing of your feelings. I care. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you allowed me to be vulnerable and you accepted what I said, right? And then
always
you apologized for it and you mm-hmm. kept apologizing for it. And I felt your sincerity through it meant everything to me.
Yeah. And if you watch the video, we talked about it in the beginning.
Yes.
Like when we first started the game.
Yeah.
And I answered you. I said, sorry. I maybe said some stuff that I kind of said maybe for you to understand maybe where I right. was coming from.
Right.
And then people took that differently. But, yeah. But it's okay. But I could have ended it there.
Of course.
But after the break, I brought it up again.
Yes, you did.
I could have easily stopped.
Yes.
But I didn't because yes. I wanted to keep talking about it.
Yes.
And that is only because I love you. And that is only because I love talking about these conversations.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand back at home. Actually, I think they do. And honestly,
people who watch the entire podcast, yeah, they understood.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. People who watch the podcast and people who are watching it right now on YouTube, most of you guys are amazing. You guys completely understand who we are. You guys completely understand our sarcasm. You guys completely understand our relationship. And you guys know, some of you and even people that were on TikTok, they will never meet a Josh and Sebas. They will never even meet a couple like me and you who act the way that we act towards each other. And we even say this outside, inside this room, we act the same.
Yeah.
There's no, hey, Josh, what's up? No, you ready? No, this is like nonstop talking. I don't know anybody in my life that I have a relationship like the one that I have with Josh. Mm-hmm. If you think that conversation was, I guess, quote unquote, touching and crazy,
yeah.
Which it wasn't.
I mean, dude.
I think it kind of got blown up, but it was a great conversation, but it was a very heartfelt. I think it was a
genuine.
It was a more genuine. It was a more, you see us in a more serious side, especially with each other. Because we can be serious with other people, but when we're serious with each other, mm-hmm. It hits different. Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
But if you guys only know the conversations that me and him have outside of this, I mean, yeah, we do this together. But
and like, even before we were doing the podcast, bro, yeah. I mean, I called you for a lot of stuff that I was going through yeah. that you helped me through and talk yeah. through.
And you've talked never about been, that on the yes, pod already. Yes,
of course. I think, okay, so sorry, just to like kind of round it out, right? Yeah. So we did this podcast, okay? Yeah. We put it out into the internet.
Yeah.
That's going to live forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, TikTok. TikTok came after you, bro.
Yeah.
What started happening was they were taking that clip and basically started pinning us against each other.
Yeah.
And which villainizing you. And literally villainizing you.
Yeah.
And taking the whole moment completely out of context. Mm-hmm. Like, I almost felt like they just like thought that I just came in just to rip into you.
Yeah.
It didn't even really like, and it was one of those, it was a clickbait moment for most of these like TikTok pages. You know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. like, here's the headline. And then that's all people saw. You know what I mean? And didn't take into context that we were playing a game. Yeah. Didn't take into context that you even apologize after. Yeah. And then honestly, I got a little like, I was like, yo, this was like a real moment that was like a testament to our friendship. And you guys are making this like a thing, like we're beefing it. Like this is, if anything, this is like should show like, yo, this is where we're at as homies, that we can talk to each other yeah. about stuff and we can be vulnerable and honest and there's still gonna be love for each mm-hmm. other. And yeah, it was just crazy, bro. And throughout that whole time, bro, you know me. I would fully admit here.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive. So I think when they were coming after you, dude, I was hurt. And I was in my head all day. Because then I started feeling bad. Because I was like, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. You know what I mean? Like maybe I could have worded it differently. Maybe I was too emotional mm-hmm. about it. I started mm-hmm. analyzing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, the last thing I want is somebody to come after my friends, my family. Yeah. Over something I said, you know what I mean? But then I thought to myself, bro, we had a beautiful podcast and now I'm getting sucked into that little clip
yeah,
of what everything was exposed. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, we had you a whole hour moment conversation.
Yeah. I told you that.
You did, because I called you.
Yeah, it was funny. I think it wasn't that Monday or Tuesday. I think it was maybe Wednesday you called me. Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Because it went off on Tuesday.
Because you already went to your destination yes, that you were going yes, to. You're already
yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it blew up more on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday that I called
yeah,
you, by the way.
Yeah, and first of all, I was actually, that stuff like that people talk about, making me the villain, which I thought was like.
Hold on, I just looked over and the board says, some of us canceled. Sorry, that's hilarious.
When people made me like sort of like the villain, I was like. I looked in the mirror dude. And I was like.
I wish I could be like you, dude.
It's just it wasn't that. It's just like what can I do? It's
I think not you know true. Your intentions. You knew your heart.
Yeah. But it was so it was really cute. And honestly, like this is how I know I have such a good friend like yourself. And I mean I don't have to tell you that. You know, like we know how good of friends we are. First of all, I wanna say like everybody who made TikToks about us, like thank you. That was dope. Like it got a lot of views. You gave us hella exposure and it really made me realize like damn, we're actually doing something that people actually want to use our shit to post on their stuff yeah. to so people can watch it. I'm yeah. like, I guess they're editing it. They're cutting it out for people's entertainment, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't matter what the caption was or what they were trying to yeah. title it yeah. or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect me. And it's so cute, guys. It was actually really cute. Josh called me. And he was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just chilling. Like, I forgot what I was doing. I was just like watching a movie or something.
You were laying down with Karen.
Yeah. No, yeah. And he goes, man, I just need to talk to you. And I was like, oh, what happened? You know, ready to do whatever. Yeah. Ready to help you out.
Whose car are we taking?
Yeah. Whose car are we taking, bro? What you need, bro? You need gas? I got you, G. No, but when you call me and you tell me like, oh, I just want to talk to you. It does scare me because when I care about people like yourself, mm-hmm. anything like, I'll always answer the phone first or
yeah.
second ring
because yeah.
I need to know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
And there's only a certain amount of people, a handful of people in my life that I,
yeah.
you know, that'd
yeah.
be my mother, my father, yeah. my siblings, you, Karen, you know, some of my best friends. Boop, what happened? You know, other than that, I can talk to you
straight
later.
To voicemail.
Yeah. Not voicemail, but like, you know, maybe I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, like, I need to talk to you. And like, no, I wasn't thinking like, oh, let me go help you, you know, but I literally thought something happened. And I was like, what? He goes, bro, I just, what did you say? You're like, oh, I just kind of want to apologize. Like what everything that's going on. Like, I feel so bad. I'm like, Josh, it's okay. I'm like, bro, I don't think people understand that we edit the videos.
Yes.
We are allowing this to go yes. like up.
Yes.
We are allowing us to be vulnerable. We are allowing us to expose ourselves.
100 nailed it.
In my mind, you don't think that I watched the video first than you guys? Of course I did.
Yeah.
You don't think that I tell myself, oh, I'm going to get some shit for this. You know? Fuck it. Yeah. You know? Because I don't care.
Did you know you were going to? Did you expect? There's no way you expect that.
No, I didn't expect it to go like that, which honestly, like, if I'm going to expect it, might as well blow up, right?
At least, bro.
At least. And it did. So, no, but me in my heart, no, of course not. I know who I am to
you.
Yeah. You know who I am to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know that, and I'm confident about that. And yeah. I told you, I was like, Josh, and I was like, thank you for calling me, first of all, because yeah, you're right. Like, it's all over my For You page, blah, blah, blah. But it's okay. It's la plática, bro. Like, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah, because ultimately,
but there are some things that I didn't like about it. Like, yeah. they're saying that I was trying to gaslight you. They're saying that, well, yeah, they're saying that. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, I wasn't trying to do that. And then there was other times where I saw a comment where it said, like, it's basically saying like, yeah, I knew he was a fucking jerk off. As in like, yeah. As in like, I don't know who you are, Sebas, but yeah. Like the way that you are, that you're a dick, or that, you know, that you're a bad friend. So they would say things like that, like, oh, I knew he was a dick. You know, you can just tell.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was like, first of all, I'm the nicest fucking guy ever.
Well, that's what I want to say. I want to say like, yeah, people.
But it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like those comments don't bother me. What happened didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because I know in my head, my mother doesn't think I'm a dick.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't think I'm a dick.
The person that it happened to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you were calling me and then you're like, I'm like, I asked you, I was like, Josh, why are you mad at me? Yeah, and then I'm, you're like, no, what the fuck?
This he goes, was exactly. 2 years ago.
Yeah, and then that was like 2 years ago. And the fact that something from 2 years ago came back up, like in reality, you know, like we brought it up and sure, you know, we tell a story, you know, we're storytellers.
Yes.
And I think these stories hit so well because we are good storytellers. You are really good with words. I'm really good at emotion and words and whatever. We're good at what we do. But you know, it's so funny to me and Josh because it happened 2 years ago. So the fact that we brought it up and then people now bring something.
It's current. That was like,
if it just happened, you know?
It's funny.
And I mean, me and Josh, I already told him, like, bro, me and you have already lived like 10 lives already. But
after that whole happened.
Wedding.
Literally.
Like
new
like,
studio.
New studio. You're one of my groomsmen. Yeah, like what?
Bunch
like,
of stuff, bro.
Bro, that.
Vacation.
That problem that you had.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, when we talked about it, I was sorry about it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's all I can say. You know, I'm sorry. And exactly. I'm sorry I hurt you.
Exactly.
That was real.
That's
why we talked about it, because it was real.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody back at home, the only reason why we talk about things like this is because we know that you guys would appreciate it.
Yes.
But TikTok is a little different. Animal, which is cool, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't kill nobody. But
you did not.
But
right?
Like I said, no. But like I said, I know who I am to you.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
And dude, on top of that as well, I think one thing that I like, because I really like try to process the whole situation that was happening and stuff. And I just started thinking, I was like, as humans, we are all flawed, right? We're gonna let people down in our lives. That is inevitable, right? I'm gonna let you down if I haven't already. I'm gonna let my girlfriend down. I'm gonna let my mom down. I'm gonna let my brother down. These are people that are the highest people in my life, okay? But it's not about that, because that's gonna happen, right? It's how you recover from that, right? What do you do to learn from that, to grow from that? In a moment like this, you essentially, not to like put it back on you, but like you hurt me, right? But the way you recovered from it, I think shows more about your character than the moment itself. Because you weren't like, well, you know, like on some like fuck off type shit. Like you literally listened to me. Mm-hmm. You might not have handled it perfectly in that moment, but you processed it and you apologized sincerely. And we grew from that moment, which is, to me, that's like the best thing that could happen. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, bro. I think like, I don't know, people, not to be all like dramatic and stuff, but I'm like, people forget that like, nobody's perfect and you're gonna mess up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just about how you recover from that.
And you brought up something very important, you know, for us. And we shared it.
Exactly.
And that's just something so small in our relationship.
Yeah.
So also what I want to say as well is we talked about a situation that I hurt you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So two things. Have I done anything else to prove myself to you, and this is another question like for you, have I done anything else after that incident that's similar to that incident that has proven to you that I am a person like this?
No. No. That you're saying, like, has it been like a habit or something?
Has it been a habit?
No.
Do you see myself like, you know, I did that. I should have helped you. And look, I hate throwing excuses or anything like that. And I don't even want to talk about it because I know maybe some people might take it and run with it and twist it and say, I'm gaslighting you.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
Maybe that day, and I think this is it, because, you know, it made me even think, why didn't I help him? You know, that was 2 years ago. You know, me acuerdo.
Yeah.
Why didn't I help you? And I think something happened to my family that day.
Oh, shit.
Where I was stressing about something. I didn't have to go anywhere or anything, but I was on the phone, you know? And maybe the way I reacted, that affected it. Mm. But like I said, I'm not trying to gaslight you. I'm not trying to make excuses. But it got me thinking.
Of course.
But I'm not going to talk about that because that's my privacy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'll talk about it with you, but I'm not going to put that on like social media.
Yeah.
That's my privacy.
That's fair. Yeah.
But anyways, have I done anything? And obviously I know I have it, but I'm asking you. Yeah. Have I done any, like, I'm just basically making an example of a friendship because these, you can be dealing with this yourself. Friends that hurt you, that have done something, that have maybe not created a habit about it, but maybe they did something that have done something one time. Well, are you going to say that they're a bad person? Are you going to say that they're always going to be like this? Are you going to say like, oh, maybe this shouldn't be my friend? No, people are not perfect, right? Mm-hmm. And at that moment in that time, I should have maybe done something differently, right? For you, right? Yeah. Which, like I said, we had an amazing conversation, but I've never done anything. If anything, I've proven how amazing I am. I haven't even, it's not even about proving it to you. I've proven it to you by showing it to others. Mm. And obviously you.
Yeah.
To anybody, that's why you love me.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's why I fucking love you.
Yeah.
Because I know the way that you are. And I know the way that you are with other people.
Yeah.
And that to me is fucking money.
And I also believe that we are very understanding that we were talking about earlier, that we're not perfect, right? And then part of like of relationships, one big part of relationships that I truly believe in is the word grace, mm-hmm. right? We gotta have grace for each other, man. Mm-hmm. Like I gotta be able to like take that moment and be like, you know what? That's why I didn't bring it up. And I probably should have, right? I probably should have like brought it up in that moment.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I was like, you know what? Maybe there was something that he was tied with that. And I figured out the situation, so it's fine, right? And it wasn't, and like you said, there wasn't anything else in our relationship that made me feel like that is who you are and like that's how you view me mm-hmm. as a friend. Like maybe I'm just not more of like a nonchalant friend, you know? So yeah, man, I think like as people, we gotta show grace.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I have so much grace for anybody, to be honest. And that's why nothing bothers me.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, we had a very, and if you guys haven't watched the video, go to the last video. No, go to the last video.
Or just go on TikTok.
And then go on the TikToks and then do this. And then, you know, you can be the judge and you know, you.
Bro, it's funny because I really saw like how there's different worlds, right? Like TikTok has its own world.
That's what I'm about to say.
So I was on TikTok and I was seeing all these videos and I remember the first page that put that part up. They only put the part where I'm basically expressing how I felt, but they never put your apology. And that bothered me because I was like, hey, there's another side to this, right? And I don't know if they, or they were planning to, but they were the only people that actually did put your apology up as well. Of course, they didn't get the same amount of attraction. Yeah. Right, people want the drama. They want the
bro. How many episodes have we filmed? More than 130 already. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, more than 100.
Yeah,
we're not on TikTok going viral by all the love that we show each other. Did you hear how nice Sebas is to Josh? Did you hear the amazing? Did you hear how Sebas tells Josh how he's so handsome every freaking day?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to see any of that.
No.
It's only going to be the ones where it's like kind
of
negative.
Of course.
But I don't even want to consider that negative because it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
But they're going to remember that one video I showed you on TikTok because guys, by the way, like while all this is happening, me and Josh are talking.
Of course.
We're texting, laughing.
Yeah.
We're forwarding each other the videos.
Well, I wasn't really laughing.
We're like, ha, 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 like that's crazy. There was even this one video. I forgot what it was. It was like, Sebas, da 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 da. And then they zoomed into my picture like that. I'm like, bro, look at the dramatic intro.
this is cinematography right here.
Bro, and it's so funny how they edit these videos. Of course. You know? So immediately, right when you see the first second or two, like, oh, something went down. It's like when you're on social media, right?
It's a hook.
It's a hook, and it's amazing. You guys did a great job. But you know, like the, you know, the, like when you see a black and white picture on social media, what's the first thing that you think about?
You're like, oh, this is going to be bad, negative.
Yeah, it's like a RIP picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Could be, yeah.
It's almost the same type of effect that it gives people. A dramatic intro. Oh, fuck. What did Sebas do?
What happened?
You know? But there's nothing that anybody can do. And I'm not saying try it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's nothing anybody can do. And I have this in my mind to break this apart. Nothing. I've been friends with you for almost a decade.
Yeah.
And honestly, other than which... was like, since you brought it up, I do think it's a big deal that I didn't help you. And no matter what I was going through, I should have just dropped it to go help you for fucking 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah, I regret that. And that's why we had that nice, bro. A lot of guys don't even talk like this.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of guys don't even fucking, bro, even besides that conversation, besides that game, me and you have exchanged millions of words together.
Yeah.
More than any man to man will ever fucking do, you know? And I am
from the beginning of time
comfortable with you. Yeah. I'm comfortable with my sexuality towards you.
Oh, we see the shoes, man. We know.
I'm just kidding. Like, bro, but at the end of the day, like, it's not going to be the first time that it's going to happen. Yeah. I even told Josh, I said, Josh, if you said that and I'm the one that said what you said, it would have been flipped around. It's the same shit. Flipped. I'm not taking anything serious. I don't, you know, and I'm glad that I'm kind of have like somewhat of tough skin, because at the end of the day, you know, you just got to believe in yourself and how you are.
Bro, because I'm not going to lie, bro. When I was going through the comments on TikTok, yeah. I was like, dude, they're dragging this man. They're dragging him. They're being like so like cruel to him, being so like harsh and villainizing you, you know? And then I was like, yo, are people talking like this on the actual podcast on YouTube?
Yeah.
And I went, nobody's even mentioning it. People are, you know, saying like, it's so cool that you guys talk to each other like this. Like, this is why I appreciate and love you guys' friendships and all that stuff. It's just like, I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Well, I appreciate,
but it was your
concerns towards my feelings.
Quite an experience.
It was. And like I said, I really understood, like, wow, a lot of people, you know, they're willing to cut out our video and edit it on their own.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's actually kind of a compliment.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what happens when you're the number one.
That's what happens. But like I said, I'm confident on myself. I'm not mad at
I'm not mad
at the TikToks or anything like that. Yeah. I don't care. Like,
I can assure you, I know for a fact, because we actually got more views on the TikToks than we did our actual podcast, that 98% of the people that were commenting didn't watch the podcast. Just watched that moment and just made a quick judgment and was like, I'm gonna voice this is how I feel.
Or, you know, maybe some of those people, they know who we are, but they don't really know us. Like, or
I mean, there were people that were defending you.
Yo, yeah. You know, I didn't see,
and then people getting mad at me. Those people were like, I don't know why Josh is being victim, he's always late or something like that.
And I was like, I saw that. Guys, and then once I see like both sides, I'm like, this is just nonsense.
Yeah.
But no, it's nothing. It's being on social media, guys. It's that's really it. It's people, you know, they sometimes want a chance to say something to you, you know, and when they see that opening, they'll say it to you.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because at the end of the day, I know I'm not like that. And especially I'm not like that with your fucking ass.
Yeah. Badass.
I'll do anything for you.
Badass.
Are you listening to me?
Nope.
I'll do anything to you.
Whoa, dude. Keep it PG, man. You're going to get clipped again, dude.
More?
Did you hear? Bro, okay, enough of that, man.
No, but just because I know that guy's going to be watching, shout out to your TikTok. Like, we see you, and actually we respect yours.
Absolutely.
Yours
is pretty cool. I agree. I genuinely agree.
He did one recently, which was, I liked his reaction.
Oh.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I don't think so, or something like that. Like, he was like on our side. I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's kind of cool how, you know, people want to talk about the podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doing something, right? At least people want to talk about it.
Guess so, my boy. Queso.
Queso fundido? Queso fundido?
There it is, man. There's that stupid face again, huh? I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, it was cool. And honestly, like I said, me and Josh, we have very intimate conversations outside of the podcast. So
into me you see
like, it's not, that was a nice conversation that we had on the podcast and showed you guys, but we have conversations like that all the time. And sometimes whether we agree to something or not, which is never the case.
Yeah.
Me and Josh are two peas in a pod.
Uh-huh.
I'm lucky to have you, Josh.
Likewise, man. Likewise. Okay.
Are you going in for it or not?
No.
But yeah, anyways, enough of that.
Enough of this negative Nancy shit, dude. All right, let's get on to
You're
the meeting.
You're all scared. I think Tim was just like stressed out because he was saying how what a dick he is.
I felt bad, man. I was like, yo, don't come after my boy like this, bro. Here's the thing. I can handle it when it's for myself, yeah. You know, but when it's other people, it hits different, man. When it
yeah, Karen, love, Karen was yeah. like, who was that? Because I was talking to you for like 20 minutes, 15 minutes. That was just Josh.
Being Josh.
And I was like, what'd he say? I think he was just being cute. Bro, literally, I think it happened like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It probably is still going on right now. Yeah. Maybe not as much, but not once did I tell my wife.
No way. She saw it though, dude.
Maybe.
She didn't bring it up.
But not once did I tell her, and not once did I care to talk about it.
Have you guys talked about it?
Yeah, I told her. I was like, hey, have you seen me on TikTok? I'm pretty popping right now. And she goes, I saw like a video. And I was like, yeah, it's funny. And then I just kind of like, later, I kind of told her like, kind of like the thing. And he goes, oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, that's funny. I was like, yeah. So that's when I talked to her. I was like, nothing. He's just being cute. Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
That was good, man.
It was very interesting. You know it was very interesting to see. I learned a lot from
it. It's going to happen again.
That's what I told you.
It's going to happen.
That's
again.
What I told
and
you.
And you know what? Next time, I might be the bad guy.
That's what I told you.
And please be nice to me.
No, that's what I told you. I told you. I said, Josh, this isn't going to be the only time.
I know.
But it's just funny how like people, the only thing that sucks is I care so much about the La Plática. I care so much about you that I don't ever want people to think that me and you are actually like
beefing it.
Not even
or
that.
Or that we have animosity towards each other.
Or like, yeah, because. Yeah. That has never, ever been the case.
Never.
That's the only thing that I think in my head. Because those people that maybe have some comments about myself or you, you know, I don't ever want people to think like that. And that's it. And if they do, pues, ni modo, ¿qué hago?
Yeah.
But that's literally like the only thing that I really care about is I just wish that nobody thinks that me and you have that energy towards each other. Because that has never been the case.
Bro, if they've been watching us you know, since we started, I think that's evident. You know what I mean? That's
bro,
evident.
If they've been watching us since we lived in downtown LA.
Literally. Brother. You just showed me a vlog that you were in, what, almost 8 years ago?
Yeah.
That we were in together?
I saw one comment that did piss me off. Can I talk about it real quick for like a minute?
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, I don't know why, but I'm getting the feeling that this is about to be the end of La Plática.
The downfall of LP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, for that?
I know, really.
Ooh, I don't think so. No, but I appreciate your concerns,
though. Of course,
man. And like I said, I talked to you after, and I was like, no, it's fine. Yeah. Let it be.
I wanted to give people like the inside scoop, though. You know, the behind the cheese.
Yeah. You know behind the cheese was me and him on text like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing that we can do that.
And dude, a lot of these Cheeseman channels, like they were just kind of showcasing the moment and they didn't really do anything. They didn't really like antagonize it or make it worse. Essentially, they just would post a moment and then it was really the comments that were people were going back and forth and making it a bigger deal than what it needed to be. If I'm being honest,
they half took a moment, of course, half of it because they know what they're doing as
of
well,
of course,
which is fine. I'm not hating on it.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the game.
That's the game.
That's the game. You want to be on social media? You want to fucking do this? You want to show who you are? You want to talk to people a certain way? You want to allow others to talk to you a certain way? That's the game. You know, that's the game. I was telling you, this shit is like fucking sports. You're only as good as your last game. And that was our last episode. Yeah. So people are going to grab whatever they want to grab from our last episode. Why didn't they grab all the TikToks, all the clips about me making you laugh? Why didn't they grab the parts that I was making you smile? Remember, I even said on the last YouTube channel, I said, "God damn, you look so good today." Why didn't they grab that? Why don't you grab that clip? No, because that's not the game, baby.
I don't get no clicks, my
boy.
No,
my boy. I'm sorry, but you fucking with somebody who knows the game.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's
so
true.
You know, that's just the game. Mañana será otro día.
Yep.
That's it. Now, if I really know that I did something bad, I'll address it.
Or you wouldn't put it on the pod.
Or I wouldn't edit it out. But no, I'm allowing to be out there in the world.
Exactly.
You know, exposing my own damn self. Yeah. You know, that's when you know you can't fuck with me.
Facts, baby.
Like, it is what it is. But yeah, clip that.
There it is. Clip that.
Oh, but I was about to say, it's because sometimes the TikToks would be like, they'll say like, the title will say kind of like, you know, something about me.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To make it seem like, whoa,
yeah.
You know, because they're not saying, they're not posting that clip and saying, oh my God, what a wonderful mature conversation these two gentlemen just had.
Yeah.
They're not saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they saying?
It's all negative. They're trying to paint it in a negative light.
Saying, look at Sebas, he's a bitch. Just kidding.
I saw one video that said that. Yeah, no. Yeah. That one I was like, okay, that one's
no,
true.
But it was cool. It was cool. I didn't lose sleep.
Yeah.
Nadie me quitó las cobijas. First, I slept very nice.
First time being canceled, huh?
It was a good experience. As long as I'm not canceled by you, baby boy.
Hey, never that. Hey, never that. All right. Hey, you A-OK in my books. Okay. Bro, all right, look, dude.
Are you going to tell people what today's episode is actually about?
Yes, bro. All right, look, we have been wanting to do this thing for some time now. And today we're doing the thing. We are going to introduce you guys to somebody that we really, really care about and has been added so much value to the show that you guys have heard of. She's been behind the camera. I think today is the day.
Today is finally the day.
Today is finally the day that the world meets Jessica. What's Jess? Is that from a New Girl? Is it Jess? Is it just Jess?
Just Jess?
Yeah. But she's not just Jess to us, all right? No. She's just the best for us.
Just right? The best. Our really, really good friend. Yes. She just happens to be our producer.
Exactly. Exactly.
And today's the day.
We are going to introduce you guys to her, which we're very excited about. She's actually on the left side of me right now as I look deep into this camera.
Yeah.
We're going to let her talk about herself. You guys are going to find out a little bit more about who she is and all that stuff. And then also, we're going to put her in the ringer. We're going to do a perspective of a woman episode.
What an episode today, man.
You're going to really see who Jess is.
Today.
We're diving into it.
Now, we're honestly so excited for you guys to finally meet her. I mean, we've been doing this for a while now, and we've been doing this on our own for a while. So for us, and we're kind of cool with that, but for us, we were like, yo, we need to step it up, and we need to find our perfect match.
Whoa.
Somebody who can rep La Platica just as hard as us. And fortunately for us, we found her. And you guys have noticed, and you guys have heard her wonderful voice.
Yes.
She's amazing. And I can't wait for you guys to meet her. So Josh and myself, we spoke about it, and we asked her, and we were nervous to ask her, you know, because, you know, it's different.
Yes, yes.
And
but honestly, I told this to Jess before we started. I said, we are very fortunate that we have an incredible audience. Yeah.
And that care.
So I know that if we love her, they're going to love her just as much.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's do it, man. Let's do it right after this short message.
Ooh, should sponsors. We go on a short commercial?
You have to see our short messages from our sponsors. The
anticipation. We'll be right back. Josh, I'm sorry, okay?
I'll never forgive you, G.
Can you go on your stories and say how cool I am
Hell
to you?
Hell no, dog. I got to keep this shit going. Keep the train going, my
You's
boy.
On beach. All right, we'll be right back, guys. Yes, on the way back, you guys will finally meet Jessica.
Boys and girls, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Bum, 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 bum.
The one and only, our friend who happens to be a producer.
Our producer.
The lovely, the one and only.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from the commercial. And once again, we've been waiting for this moment. She's entered our lives in the most positive way possible. Why am I holding the mic like that? Josh, please tell the audience who we have.
Guys, the moment has come. Like Seba says, it is time for you guys to meet our producer for La Platica, who happens to be our friend, the wonderful, the one and only, Jess.
Jess,
that was all. You guys have such kind things to say.
Always, girl.
Only to kind people.
appreciate that.
Jess, I was like bragging about you yesterday too to Josh, actually, because genuinely I feel like we always tell you this because we really do want to remind you how incredible you are and how much you have lifted La Platica. You've brought so much value to us, and not only that, like, you've been an incredible friend to us as well. So
and to me, I'm just saying me, that's really important for me, is, you know, obviously somebody who we like, you know, and I've met you, you know, in the past, and you weren't, you know, producing for La Platica yet, but okay. So let me just tell a story. Should I tell a story? No, well, actually, you know what?
Before we do that, I definitely want to get into the story. I want to find out a little bit more about Jess. And then I also want people to, because a lot of people might not know what a producer is or what a role, what that role is. Yeah. So Jess, why don't you give them a little breakdown of who you are and then what kind of value you bring to La Platica and like what your role is as a producer?
Well, I kind of try to make things easier for you, plan ahead, book guests. If anything, you guys will reach out and then you'll connect me with them and then kind of coordinate all of that. Coming up with like what we're going to talk about, right? Which you guys, I feel like we always have a conversation about before we actually begin. So you guys are still intrinsically involved in all of that. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys need, I'm like, oh, I heard about this cool thing that's happening. Yes. You guys want to go? You guys like, hey, there's this opportunity, like my contact over here.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like spreading the La Platica reach a little bit more with like other people.
Mm-hmm. Also, we have a submission form that we put together. Well, by we mean Jess. And, you know, a lot of you guys have submitted like your questions and stuff like that. Jess is actually the one who vets them out for us. So that's also a really cool thing that she does, because basically what I'm trying to say is, like, before it was just Sebas and I doing everything, and she has literally like put it all on paper for us and just made it a lot easier and a lot smoother for us to like happen, and being able to like provide value with like getting other guests for us or giving us like topics and stuff like that. So a lot of the times now, Sebas and I are just kind of like showing up and we're just listening to the she plans the show for us. Mm-hmm. She's like the show girl.
Yeah. Which is honestly, even for Josh and myself, that's like, for us, that's goals.
Yeah.
You know, cause there it's really hard when you don't have anybody to help you out. It doesn't have to be a producer, just somebody helping you out, you know? And it's really hard when you just do everything yourself, because, you know, you come up with topics, you know, all of that takes energy, time, and to, you know, we still obviously brainstorm and stuff like that, but for somebody just to like really care about the podcast and really care about the topics that we're about to talk about and something that really aligns with the brand, the podcast, and us putting it out there with your ideas. And obviously we always love your ideas. You know, there's sometimes where Jess is like, oh, I don't know, like, do you want to? I'm like, Jess, this is your podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah. You are already winning. You know what I mean? Like, and honestly, Jess is just such an amazing person and she has great ideas. She's culturally in there, like swimwear. And you know, just like you're such a cool person, and like you are definitely one of us now. And it's just been such an amazing journey. Honestly, just the fact, like, just even like it's amazing here, but just me at my house, and I'm sure Josh feels the same way. Even just being at my house, it just feels, my life just feels so much better. Knowing that, like, we have a team, you know, I can show up, and you know, somebody's thinking about the pod, not just, you know, Josh and myself,
and cares as much about it.
Cares, because that was, you know, most importantly. But you know, obviously, we already knew that even before we told you if you can please do it. So it's been really cool. So if you want to introduce yourself,
Jess, where you're from, a little bit of background. Yeah. What's up, girl? Talk to us.
I'm an immigrant. I guess we can start there. I came to the States when I was 6 and I grew up right here in Glendale.
How did you get here? Like, how did you get into producing? Is this something you wanted to do for a while?
I guess career-wise, like, I feel like I've kind of been all over the place. When I joined the organization that I'm at, I started off like making memes. Literally, making memes for our social media pages, like, that's what I would go in and do. Like, I literally even we filmed a segment with my mom and my sister, and I was like, hey, mom, I make memes for a living. And she was like, what does that mean? You know, she doesn't know. So I started off there, and again, like, I feel like that gave me, like, a pretty good sense of, like, how to create content. And then little by little, you know, I started getting more responsibilities added to my plate, and I kind of started, like, leveling up. Eventually I was kind of running the whole, like, content department for a little while. At that point, I was so removed from anything creative. Mm-hmm. There was just so much more stuff on the, like all the meetings and all the plan, yeah. like, you know, like I was just so distanced from it. And also around that same time is like when the pandemic hit. Mm. And like, that's when I also realized like how social I am, how much I thrive off of and yeah. feed off of other people's energies. Yeah. And like, if we're vibing on something, dude, like let's go, you yeah, know what yeah. I mean? And it's really hard to get that when you're isolated. Like literally I was in my apartment and we didn't have any outdoor space. Like I was really like, I got into like a super depressive episode. I had no love for what I was doing. And I think that kind of like reflected in my work.
Wow.
But fortunately, like not enough to have the company fire me. More so they were just like, hey, like, how are you feeling? Like you can be honest.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
let's figure out what you want to do. And like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, dude. Like I'm so lucky and so blessed, and I will forever like owe everything to Mitu. If you guys want to include
yeah,
that in
yeah,
there.
Absolutely.
I will forever ride for Mitu and like all of the different eras that it's gone through and the flexibility and the openness for them to kind of like be like, hey, here's the door's wide open. Like, yeah. what do you want to do?
Wow.
And then I ended up in production, and that was like a year and a half ago. It wasn't even like oh, wow. really like that long ago.
Yeah.
I had the knowledge of like, you know, the social media side and how to build community. I had the knowledge of like, okay, this is the like organization side that you need to have to make it work. And then to be able to kind of put those two together and come up with an idea, but also know kind of like the follow through mm-hmm. of how to execute it and create it into something. Cause like a lot of people know how to execute stuff, but you can do it for television, which is yeah. like way different than for social media. Mm. You know what I mean? Like uh-huh. you can do it, like you can do it for radio, which is even more different than social media. Like, yeah. so I feel like I got a really good sense of like how the internet works.
Yeah.
And using all of that collective experience has really, really helped me out in terms of production, seeing yeah. things from like beginning to end and having a vision for how this is going to look, how it's going to work and why people are going to be attracted to it. I'm so grateful because like literally like I'm as knowledgeable as you guys claim, you know, me to be because of all of that. Like without it,
it's crazy. Like in those moments where you were going through those stepping stones, you would have never realized how much of it you're going to take into like your actual purpose of like
so
what you're
to look back
to
on it. Yeah. Like yeah. I literally, like,
everything serves
sometimes.
A purpose.
It's yeah. every single thing, every mistake, every like challenge, every obstacle, every time I cried myself to sleep or woke up crying in the morning because like I literally was just like over it, like everything led me to here
yeah.
and to what was actually right to me. And if anything, that taught me like, hey, this really isn't for you. You know what I mean? Like go look for yeah. what is elsewhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, echándole ganas, like using it, despite the fact that maybe I thought that those opportunities weren't what I was meant to do. Like I still learned so much from them. Hmm. And I think that is like, that's the way that I view life and any and all opportunities. It's like, what can I learn from this? Like mm-hmm. who do I have the potential to meet or to connect with that? Like, you never know who some of these yeah. connections are going to come back around later. Like Josh, freaking, it literally was in 2017
that we worked it. Wow.
Like that. Like we briefly had yeah. like a promo encounter, yeah. you know, like what you were working on cross paths was what I was working on, yeah. you know? And like, there's like this whole thing about like invisible string theory. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the people that, you know, like you're always going to be kind of somehow connected wow. to these people. And like, even if you go your separate ways, like you're always going to end up back to where you're supposed to be.
That's cool.
Literally, when I told some of my friends that I ended up here with you guys and I brought up that picture, like, yeah. and that moment.
Wait, you have
like,
a picture of us?
Yeah.
You never showed me this?
It was on my Instagram.
What?
Dude, I didn't show you?
Let's, can yeah. we put it on? Can we put it on? Can
think,
we put it
yeah,
on?
Yeah, the, yeah, yeah.
Bro, you never showed me this.
Really?
I swear.
Look at the date.
Oh my God, September 20, 2017.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wow, we look like babies.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, literally. So, dude, yeah, invisible string theory.
When?
On our page. I lurk.
In 2017?
Isn't it crazy how, like, right now it's the present, but, like, and we're talking about basically the past and what it's brought yeah. to us in the yeah. present. But what does the future hold? You know, that's what's, it's almost, like, scary, but so, like.
Exciting.
It's so exciting. Who else? What else can we do? Mm-hmm. Where are we going to be? You know, it's really cool. Just hearing you talk about like what's, you know, the upbringing of your career. It's amazing.
Thank you. And yeah, I try to show up every day with all of that in mind, you know, knowledge of where I was and how like unhappy I was and unfulfilled. Mm. And to be here and to be doing what I love every single day. Like,
yeah,
it's just, it drives me even more, you know? Yeah. And it's just,
but ultimately it's you reach goals in your life, but it's ultimately because of who you are and your personality is what drives people towards you. It's, you make up your own future by the way that you are. You know what I mean?
But also the energy that she,
that's what
chooses
I'm saying.
To put out as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's all personality. Yeah. That's what? All like who you are. It's who you are. That's what I'm saying is like who you are, whether who you are that day is a dick or who you are that day is you're positive and you're uplifting.
Yeah.
But who you are, you know, in your life every single day attracts other people, attracts opportunities, you know? And it's just amazing. And you know, I'm assuming that you're an extremely positive person. You know what I mean?
Why dwell on the negative? Like negativity and hard working. Not gonna bring you anything. Yeah.
And you know, it's crazy how just your personality really just creates paths for you in the future. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be like physical stuff or anything like that. It's just literally your mind. It's just you know
how you choose to approach challenges and things that challenge you, like that. Yeah. Has like plays out so much into like the outcome of things. If you like are already like, oh, well, you know, negative, like you're going to have a negative outcome. If you, again, take it as an opportunity to learn or to grow or to just like, I don't know, figure it out. You might not even know at the point in time.
Yeah. I challenge people back at home just to just talk to people. Vete un lado solo.
Yeah.
Vete solo a un bar.
That's a really good challenge.
Oh, a comer solo, you know? Go to a sushi. Go to sushi.
Go to dojo.
Sit at the sushi bar. Talk to the person next to you.
Yeah.
Do something, because you always meet people or get into hobbies, like we were talking about. Get into hobbies, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah.
Like I just started riding a bike and I know all these people. Some people are younger than me. Some people are three times older than me. And, I'm meeting doctors, therapists. I'm meeting people who are teachers. I'm meeting people who work at coffee shops. I'm meeting people who do ceramics.
Yeah.
Look at that, but it's just so interesting, you know?
Yeah.
And the more people you know, the more connections you have. Mm-hmm. Like all my neighbors, like when somebody moves into the neighborhood, they like get to know me and, you know, obviously, why wouldn't you like me, right? So they come over here and they're like, hey, do you got something? Do you have somebody for this or that? Big ass list. Because I know everybody, bro. Yeah. I know everybody for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I really challenge people to, you know, just to talk to people.
Yeah.
You never know it. Mm-hmm. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. No, I can genuinely say too, like, I'm very grateful for like where I've like been able to take my life and stuff. And I owe a lot of it to the people that I have in my life and the people that I've met.
Me too.
Just because willing to put myself out there.
I will, like, there's no pride in, or I'm not going to say this like if I think I'm the shit or nothing, I will say it loud and clear. I am where I'm at because of the people that I met in my life. Obviously, there's another part of it that says like, oh, hardworking, confident, consistent. Yeah, we're all hardworking and consistent, you know? But bro, a lot of the stuff that we all do is because of somebody we knew or somebody gave us a alley-oop
opportunity.
Or somebody gave us a little boosty, you know what I mean? Así es la vida.
Pero sabes que, like, you also have to kind of put in the work yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's like, yes, you might know all of these people, but and they might be down to help you out. But if you don't prove yourself, like, hey, I'm taking this seriously and I'm willing to put in the work, like, ya valió madre. Yeah. You can't come up to that person.
Because people will help you and give you la mano.
Yeah.
And if you don't take advantage of it, ellos van a saber and be like, okay, I'm not going to help you out.
Yeah,
no
literally.
Because you're representing them as well.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would be proud to say, like, a lot of stuff that has happened in my life, like I said, is because of other people.
Yeah.
You know? And other people can say that about me because I helped them. Right?
100%.
But like I said, that's one part of it. But another part of it is, like I was saying, like, you got to put in the consistency, the work. You know, you got to take advantage of these opportunities that people give you as well when you are presented to them.
Yeah, I mean, relationships is everything. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It's just about connecting and putting yourself out there, saying yes to opportunities.
Just being a people person
in
general.
Being a people person, because even our relationship, how we met Jess was just, we just got to know her. We got presented an opportunity. Well, you got presented an opportunity to the actual company that she was working at or potentially currently working at. And, you know, you vibed with her and you were like, hey, I have an opportunity that we would love for you to potentially be a part of if you're interested. And that's how it happened. Because I even had some people asking me, they were like, they were very like fascinated. They're like, how did you guys find her?
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, it was just relationship.
Yeah, by the way, like, she never just, like reached out or like, anything.
Yeah, applied.
I'm the one that reached out, you know?
Offered her. Yeah.
I thought you were joking at first.
No.
I had a feeling that I didn't think she took it as serious as we meant it. Because I remember when he met you, he called me immediately and he was like, dude, I think I found our producer. She's awesome. Like, this girl's great. He told me a little bit about you. And I was like, I can't wait to meet her. And then we took on a job that we went to the studio. And it wasn't for the job, honestly. We really just wanted to meet you.
Well,
I swear to God.
You know, it's funny. Like, her saying that, like, oh, I didn't think you were serious. The whole time I was like dead ass serious. And like, I was like, yeah, like, dude, like, if you're down, like, I don't know. I forgot what I said. Something about, like, are you like super like, we need a producer, like, are you down to like help us out?
Yeah.
And she would just be like, I'm down. And then while she's just thinking that I'm joking, I'm like telling Josh on the sidelines, like, bro, look, she's down. No, but yeah, so I did, you know, we had an opportunity with this brand and we did it. And it was an amazing experience. But I was, you know, at the end of the day, I told Josh and I told our management, I said, I just want to do it because I kind of just want to like put like wet my feet in there and like meet people. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did. Even before I knew her, it was a cool opportunity. But even before I met her, before I even knew who she was, I didn't know how she looked like. I told Robert, our manager, I said, let's just, okay, I'll be real. It was like, should we do it? Should we not do it? I was like, I think we should because I want to meet people in that. Like, I want to just like wet my feet in there, you know? Mm. Wet my feet. Yeah. I just want to just kind of be there, you know? I was like, I feel like there's cool people there. Like, I feel like we can like, meet somebody.
Oh, to the opportunity
that,
of the, like, gotcha. Okay.
I'm following. The opportunity that I got.
Okay.
It was kind of like, should we do it? Should we not do it? You know? So I told them, I was like, let's just do it. I don't care about anything else. I just feel like I can meet somebody. Like, Lonely somebody hole. That can help. I don't know. Because it's kind of like, it was cool, you know?
Yeah.
So lo and behold, I met Jessica there and she was super cool. Always been super kind and sweet to me. And I just, you know, obviously they say don't judge a book by its cover, but I did. And I said, she's swaggy. She's Drippy. Really cool. She's Mexican. Yeah, like she's really like, I just felt like she was with the shits, you know? I just felt like she was like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that was like,
you know what's
an
funny?
Amazing feeling
that
for
you
me
say
to
that,
have?
That she, you felt like she was a little bit like you. I feel like Jess is like a perfect blend of both of us.
Yeah.
Like there's like things that I see in me and her, and there's things in her that I see in you.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. And I saw that too.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I had that opportunity and things go on. And then I spoke to management about it. I spoke to Josh about it. And even when we first moved into the studio, I wanted to like, you know,
yeah,
you guys had just moved in when I came.
We probably did like two episodes here on our own before you came in.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and things have been great. And like I said, guys, we've created a amazing friendship. Mm-hmm. And I've even told Jess, I'm like, look, when we're out and about, you're not my producer, you're my friend.
And you're not paying for shit either.
Yeah, you're not paying for shit. We got you, girl. So, you know, she's been an amazing person to us and extremely well-rounded person, so we really want to thank you for putting up with us, even though I feel like we're pretty easy to work with.
You guys are the best. We're
hella chill.
Yeah, one of the first kind of like green flags I got about you was that you were quick to respond, because I was CC'd in the emails right whenever we were working together. So you're quick to respond, and then the way that you would send emails back, like, was really good.
Thanks. If there's one thing I know how to do is write
email.
Like, oh really?
Like,
yeah.
I'll freaking polish it up.
Yeah, because I even told my wife, I was like, look at, like, I even told my wife and I told management, I said, look at these emails. Like, this is what we need. You know?
We need more of this in LP.
Yeah. Because she would send me emails to be at a location, to do this, call times, when is lunch, pickups, destinations. Like, there's a structure. Lot of cool there's just huge structure. Everything is there, you know? And I told myself, we need this.
Have you ever tried like directing or writing?
I like writing. Writing's fun. Directing I have a little bit harder of a time with. I think I don't know, you would think that, like, and they do kind of go hand in hand,
They do. That's why I asked. Yeah.
I feel like directing, I'll be much more confident in when I have a little bit more experience in, you know, and I feel like some of the stuff that we have planned to do, like I'm definitely going to be, you know, like doing all
in the
of
mix
that.
Of it. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a little scary. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
like sometimes I feel like I'll feel bad. I have to cut and then reset. Can you ask someone like that? I'm just like,
you got it. I mean, like,
but I feel like when you do that, and you say it with confidence.
That's what I was gonna say. You gotta
say it nice and loud. Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck what people are gonna think about me when I say this.
Yeah.
I don't care who's on the other side, they're gonna respect that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I've learned that. Mm-hmm. You know? Confidence is key to everything.
For sure.
Have I hurt you before?
Actually, now that you bring it up.
So imagine just, like, she had something to say.
Dude, you're done, bro.
I'm a
dick. You're done, bro.
Yeah, imagine. No, I feel like I've been very, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are both very kind.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And it's really cool to have somebody on our team. It really is. I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed to have Jessica, to have you, to have Matt, to have everybody, you know? It's been such a good feeling, you know? Just like sometimes even just... Because I've never really had that, you know? Like, I've had, like... I'm not saying I've never had, like, some sort of respect, because I'm talking about respect right now. But the way that she talks to me sometimes is very respectful. And it makes me feel like... I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm somewhat in charge.
You're my boss.
Yeah. And then I'm like, don't call me that. No, but, like, shit like that. Like, she'll, you know, she'll text me and she'll tell me some things and... I'm like, dang, I'm really growing up, huh?
I also feel like she's created this like balance for the show as well.
You
because
have.
Like we've been it's two guys doing the show. And I feel like we're not like super like this masculine energy that we bring. But I don't know. I think like it's kind of opened our minds to even be more aware and like essentially sensitive to like you know, like women and like their perspective on like what we talk about and stuff like that. Cause I know we'll go into to topics. And I always want to check with Jess. I'm like, well, what was your thoughts about that?
Yeah,
you know, I really want to like dive a little bit.
Yeah,
deeper,
every time we go like this and we ask her something. We ask her because we actually respect you that much.
Thanks, guys.
Like, no, she's right. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And I think it's like, I don't know. It's almost like you're like you like our mama role. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
I do give Senora energy, so I get it.
I also feel like you're very insightful. Like you're very in tune with who you are and like your emotions. Like you're very emotionally intelligent and emotionally sound.
I also feel like when you go out with your friends, you're like the one that's like, all right, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. Like we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. Are you the one that plans everything?
Sometimes, yeah. But then I'll have someone else be like, yo, you need to chill. Thank you for that. But like, we're gonna, like, we have the options now.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be this, like, down to the minute.
Yeah. Would like, you consider yourself type A?
No.
No?
No.
Would you say you wear your heart on your sleeve?
Yeah. I feel like I'm, like, an open book.
Yeah.
Like, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
I'm a, for anyone interested, I'm a Cancer moon.
Okay.
So I think that the emotional part, like, definitely comes, like, it's very present.
Yeah.
And I've had to kind of figure out how to navigate this world who sometimes isn't so kind in that way.
Yeah.
So just kind of, like, always being mindful of other people's feelings and thoughts and how you may or may not be impacting them. Which is why I was also, like, always trying to, like, since the beginning, I don't know, I treated you like a homie, too. But also, like, hey, I don't want you to think that I'm trying to do some crazy shit or that I'm trying to, like, come at you sideways or that I'm trying to do some shady shit.
I'm not
about that.
Like, you're very transparent.
Yeah.
Even, like, you're like
important.
Yeah, you're, like, the type of person, like, I'm going to tell them what it is, even if it's negative or positive.
Yeah.
And at least I told them.
Are you like that in relationships? Like, in romantic relationships?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to think so. I don't know. It's kind of scary too. Cause like, I don't know. It's hard not to get defensive.
For
right away,
sure.
You know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
And especially if someone's coming at you with,
oh
like,
yeah.
You know, and I'm also a Gemini. So it's kind of like a
two faces.
Wait,
in front of me. Four faces
in front of me.
Yeah. Do not
so you're
that.
Cancer moon and then Gemini.
I'm a Gemini sun with a Cancer moon and a Virgo rising.
I have no idea what that means.
What's the main sign?
A Gemini.
Gemini. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a Gemini. And then kind of like my moon, which your moon controls like your emotions and how you present yourself, like your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Cancers, which tend to be very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Virgo tends to be very organized. You know, like the rising sign is how you present yourself to others and how other people perceive you. And
whoa.
So Virgo tends to be, that at least in me is like it's known to be a little bit more like structured, more like by the rules, more organized.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I
just
I
the perfect combination of
no,
that's what she's saying.
I was like, damn, bro.
No. I was about to say that actually, like, I used to resent kind of all of those
really?
Before. Yeah, because I'd be like, damn, like, freaking, there's no one cool who has, like, these at science. You know what I mean? No one that I can like, I see myself like in them, yourself. You know?
And for example, like, celebrities or people like that. Oh.
Or, like, I literally would look up, like, who's a Gemini that's a celebrity?
Yeah.
And, like...
Who is it? Who's like a cool Gemini?
I think Leonardo DiCaprio is.
Is he? I was gonna say I think it was Leo that we had talked to because we did this on an episode. Yeah. We talked about like our celebrity.
It kind of sucks being a Gemini. Nobody has anything good to say about
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Because I was like,
whose fault is that? Two Faces.
I was pretty popping on TikTok last week, and then I saw a comment that said, "Well, he's a Gemini. He's whack."
Dude.
I
was like, "Ouch! I hate being a Gemini."
Where is this whole like? What
nah,
is this whole
I rep thing? The Gemini's hard. I'm gonna get a tattoo of a Gemini. My sister's a Gemini too, and she's beautiful.
Yeah,
inside and out.
So the whole like connotation of like you guys being two-faced, like Sebas, like what does that really like mean? Because I've heard people be like, it's not that. It's not that we're two-faced. It's that like we see both sides of the coin. That's kind of what I heard, and I'm like, it sounds like you guys are making this up. So yeah, what do you think? Like, when you see the sign, like when you read that two-face, right? Because that's what you read, right? Like what do you take from that? Like how does that correlate to you and like your being?
I choose to not let it correlate to me, you know, because I feel like
you're like, I'm just gonna ignore that part of my
like I mean people are gonna talk shit about Geminis regardless, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I similarly, like, I think that it kind of, we're able to kind of see both sides or like different perspectives and like have that flexibility. We tend to, what is it? Get bored easily. We're like already moving on to the next thing always. But the two-sidedness, I do not see that at all. I think at least speaking for myself, I feel like I kind of present myself pretty authentically.
Yeah. From the jump. Yeah. When we did that whole signs episode, and that was like the first time I actually like dove into like Gemini and I found out a little bit more about it. And then when I read the two faces, it honestly piqued my interest. I was like, now I'm going to notice this. I'm going to like really try to pay attention if I see any signs from Sebas being like two-faced. And then he didn't pick me up one time when I didn't have gas. So I was like, there it is. There it is.
There's that sign. You know what sucks about being a Gemini? Is that anything you say, oh my God, you're so Gemini.
Yeah, literally.
Anything you say is like typical Gemini. I'm like, what? I can't even talk anymore.
Yeah.
I think we should just end the podcast here because everybody's gonna come for me.
Yeah,
no.
I'm like anything a Gemini does or says, it's like
what are the good
that's
qualities?
So Gemini.
What are the good qualities?
Everything.
Gemini?
I mean, look at me.
Loyal. Okay,
there you go. Right. Come on, guys.
It's everything. It's everything.
What else? Loyal.
Well, curious.
Yeah.
It's like you're funny. What if you guys were just like loyal and disloyal, like just the two-faced, like everything.
Being a Gemini, I do think to myself like, okay, I'm a Gemini. Right? That's what people say. This is when I was born. Do I have two faces? And I really think to myself, like, because there's times, and I don't think it's negative. I just think it's like, when people say two faces, because people say, oh, that fool's two-faced. What does two-face mean?
Two-faced. Like, he shows you one thing, but he's like,
And then he'll backstab you later. He's two-faced.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Yeah. So, but that's not necessarily what it is.
It has a negative connotation to it. Like when I hear that, I think negative.
Yeah. Like that fool's two-faced.
Yes.
Like watch out with him. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But when they're talking about two faces in Gemini, I think it's not that. I think it's just, I don't know. I honestly do feel sometimes like I do have two personalities because sometimes I'm just like this and I'm very outgoing, but sometimes I don't want to talk to nobody.
But then that's also normal. I feel like a lot of people feel like that are not Gemini.
No, yeah, and it is normal, but sometimes I don't know what's wrong with me, and I just don't want to talk to anybody.
What are your thoughts on that, Jess?
Same.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have the energy, sometimes I don't, but that can be anything.
Yeah. I feel like you guys are switching up on me right now.
We just switched. No, we can actually talk to each other without talking to each other.
Gemini thing.
Yeah. No, but Jess, what's one thing that you've noticed about Josh and myself? Like if you tell somebody, I just started working with these two fools, and then they're gonna be like, How really are they? What are you gonna say?
Literally, like you guys are exactly who you are on the show.
Yeah.
Like in person. You guys are really thoughtful, you guys are very considerate. You guys are very kind. I think I've said that like 3 times already.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are like you really are. And every single person that comes into the studio, you guys are like so accommodating and so just like it's about them.
Yeah.
And I think that that says a lot about you guys and how you're able to kind of like make people feel says a lot about you. I wrote the description for the potty that one time. And you
do you remember? I said, was like, do you really feel about
that? Yeah.
Do you really feel like that about us, Jess?
Yeah. And I mean it. And like,
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was just kind of like everything that, especially like as a Mexican, like I've grown up with, you know, the men that I've had in my life and how like my limited experience, you know, in that to get to know people who don't fall into those categories is like really, it's really nice.
And fall into and the categories
of like the machismo and like the stereotypes and like, you know, you don't talk about like your emotions, like you don't talk about this, like the way that you guys both express yourselves is like really cool and really refreshing to see, because I don't think it's showcased a lot. I don't think a lot of people have that in them, and I don't think that, let alone, you know what I mean, like have public conversations about it and share that with the world.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really special. And I think that that's why your guys' community, like your audience that you've built, is so passionate about you.
Yeah.
And that's because you like that's literally who you guys are. You guys don't put up a front.
Yeah.
Try to be anything you're not. Mm-hmm. And you have really good conversations. And
thank you.
It's refreshing.
Producing now for a podcast, I'm sure it's different than what you did before. Is there something that you've, like, before didn't realize, like, what, you know, producing a podcast, like what it might give you, or like things that like kind of like what are different from producing a podcast, especially ours?
Yeah, the number one Latino podcast in the world.
No big deal,
right?
Yeah. Like, what, like, did you like expect anything? Is it what you expected?
Honestly, I kind of walked into this with no expectations. Yeah. It was more just like, how can I help you guys do what you want to do? And we've had several conversations about what that looks like and what the future looks like. And that's what I honestly feel, not that this is not exciting, but like that stuff is just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, let
you know, which I mean? Is another, which is another conversation soon.
Yeah.
And there's something in the future that we have lined up that has to do with obviously La Platica, but it's honestly kind of like the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll both be the goals.
Yeah.
And we're very excited. And Jess is going to help us do that.
Yeah. She is. She
Can I tell you guys something?
What?
Like, I haven't told you guys. But I put in my 2 weeks.
No way.
Yeah. Because I feel like.
Wait, you put in your 2 weeks?
Yeah. Not here. Obviously. No.
You better not. Girl.
No.
Come on. Yeah. I knew that.
I automatically declined. I'm like, nope.
You're
like,
no way.
Yeah. I put in my 2 weeks just because I feel like. I was being pulled in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
And the goals that we have for La Platica, like, I really wanted to, I wanted to show you guys, like, I don't think we're advancing fast enough, at least in my own opinion. Like, I feel like I'm really hard on myself on that. Mm-hmm. And
which is good.
And I don't want you guys to think that I'm just like, oh, you know, like
day by day.
Casual. Yeah. Like tampoco. But I literally just did not have the bandwidth. And I like, that's just kind of, I hope shows you guys like my commitment to this and
how much
I believe 100%. In this. And like, I really am all about La Platica.
Wow.
And our future.
Where's your tattoo then, girl?
Soon. That's the next episode.
I'll get one together. That's incredible, Jess. I'm actually, congratulations.
Thanks.
Honestly,
I don't know what to say, congratulations,
this is
right?
This is a big step. And honestly, I genuinely feel like it does showcase that you are like devoted into like helping us grow this platform that we have. And I think it is going to help a lot. And honestly, we care about you. So we're going to take care of you. So we'll make sure that you're going to be high too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, like I just didn't want you guys to think anything like, oh, she's no le está echando gana.
Which, by the way, we've never, not
like,
one.
Yeah, my overthinking
not one
takes
time.
Me there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, oh my God, we're not doing this. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Also, people back at home, we never pressured her to quit somewhere else.
No, tampoco. No, never.
Just so you guys know.
Or did we?
No, we never pressured anybody to quit, okay? No, but there's so many amazing things that are coming from La Platica soon in the future that I'm so excited, and Josh and myself are ecstatic about. And you know, that we've had conversations with Jess, you know, about it. And it's cool.
The time has come.
It's really cool. And honestly, you're right. That's where you are, the expertise, you know? Yeah. And we see it. We see it on, you know, in here with you on paper, the way that you are with us. It's very exciting, even just for ourselves. I mean, you're talking to people who, you know, started this in their little room, you know, like with little fucking sillitas. Yeah,
congrats to you.
So,
guys.
Like, so to this is, you know, it's still new to us, you know, a lot of things are still new to us, and that excites us a lot, you know, having our little team right here. It's really cool. It's really awesome.
It's really cool to be a part of it, guys. Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah. You're great, like you, you're our first producer ever. And hopefully the only one.
First and only.
Yeah.
Forever.
The only next producer is probably going to be your assistant.
Yeah.
Producer of the producer.
Yeah. So we have perspective of a woman. Mm-hmm. We have those questions on our phone.
Yes. We're gonna put her in the ringer.
Yeah. Because I always have thought that you have really good conversations as well.
Also, another thing, the questions that she actually vets out for us are like brilliant. Like Sebas and I used to go through these questions on our own. And, you know, we pick the best ones that we feel like would be great to answer. And Jess has brought like a different eye. And I don't know. I just feel like you're like the perspective on like bringing out certain questions to see what we would say is like really cool. So
yeah,
I'm excited to get into these.
And honestly, having you here, like here while you watch us, like do our thing, it inspires Josh and myself to be better because we have somebody in front of us, you know? We want to, you know, shine, you know?
Yeah.
You guys do. Always
do. We want to be chrome rims. Did nice. You get that?
I did, dude. Yes, yeah. Yes. It wasn't that hard.
While I look for the questions, can you just keep talking about how I'm really, truly not a dick and I'm a great friend? Jess, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see.
You got some questions pulled up?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so these questions are...
This is for Jess. Pois. Perspective of a woman.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. And we're only going to do a couple.
Yeah.
We're only going to do a couple. Okay, so this one was anonymous.
Ooh.
You know what that means, right? Anonymous?
I don't. Can you explain to me?
It's like a planet in space.
Nice.
Planet anonymous.
Is it next to Uranus?
Yeah. How'd you know? See, so you do know. Do you think it's okay for men in a long-term relationship, to be liking other women's provocative photos online? You want me to repeat the question?
No, I pulled them, so I...
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, surprise. Listen, I think the important thing here is if you feel disrespected and if you feel like that's being dismissed, I feel like that's the bigger problem here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you've tried to communicate with your partner how this makes you feel... And they still don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
because even if it wasn't a big deal, right? In general.
Yeah.
But the partner she just doesn't like it.
Yeah.
You should just.
Like, you should have a partner that takes that into consideration.
Yeah.
That, like, is going to be receptive to that and be like, oh shit, like, I'm sorry that I made you feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it again because, like, I don't know, someone that cares about you is going to care about not making you feel
100%,
shitty, you know what 100%. I mean? Or disrespected any of that.
And if they don't care, that's a major red flag.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. It speaks volumes, not just about the picture. It speaks about, you know. Yeah.
I'm just going to say this because I'm a guy. I'm a dude. I feel like sometimes... We can't just assume that we are all on the same page, right? I think it's important that naturally for me, it's obvious that if you're in a relationship, a serious long-term relationship, you shouldn't be liking other girls' photos, especially if they're like inappropriate photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes guys like kind of don't think like that and they need to be like told like by their partner, hey, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't had that conversation with your partner yet, I really encourage you to have it if you feel that way. Yeah. And don't just assume that they should, well, isn't it like obvious? Yes, it is. It is. All right, but like guys, sometimes we kind of just don't even see that or don't even realize that, and I think that sometimes goes like,
I don't know, bro. You don't see me scrolling on Instagram just going.
I'm not talking about you, Sebas. I'm not talking about you.
No, not me. But like
a lot of other men out there who don't get it. I'm the same way, bro. That's how I started it off saying I get it. And to me, that's common knowledge, right? Like show respect for your partner. Those are boundaries that you shouldn't cross. There's a lot of men that don't.
But they're in a long-term relationship.
Yes, that's where you think that's where the question came from. This girl felt like her boyfriend was, you know, essentially disrespecting her in that manner.
I can't believe people are in a long-term relationship just liking pictures like that.
Because look, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's like a...
No, I know what you mean.
The guy should understand it, right? Of course, right?
Because he'll probably just be like, it's nothing, babe.
But if you haven't had the conversation with him, you need to. I'm just going to say that. You need to have a conversation with him about like, hey, I don't like this. And it sucks because I'm with the girls, right? You shouldn't have to tell your boyfriend this. It should be like, hello, I'm in a relationship. You want to respect your partner. I get it. But not everybody does that. And then guys will be like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize that this was wrong. I didn't realize that it was even hurting my girlfriend's feelings or that it was disrespectful. They completely bypass that.
Sam.
Yeah. So not all men are built like us, of us. All right. Or what you call a rarity.
Wow. I like when you say that word.
Rarity. Emphasize the rar.
Rarity.
Rarity.
Jess.
Oh, Jess got a good one.
By another one that comes from the planet Anonymous.
Right next to?
Uranus.
There it is.
It's do you know it's not Uranus?
It's Uranus.
It's Uranus.
Yeah, I know, man. All right, I'm a scholar. Right, you see the leg cross.
You see their forces.
You see the red wine.
What's the best way to approach a man you find attractive at the gym? When should you approach a man? After how many times of seeing him? That last one's pretty good. Yeah, I think to a man, none of this matters.
You said it best,
right? Yeah. Like, I don't think men care, but perspective of a woman.
That's tough. Honestly, I haven't been in the dating scene or like getting to know someone scene in like 6 years.
Welcome to our world. We're dating. We got to answer these questions all the time.
That's true. Exactly. That's true. Like, oh, are you using that? The machine. Ooh. And then like little by little, you know, just kind of work out next to them, but like not creepily,
right?
Like casual. You guys, you're gonna continue running into each other. The last thing you want to do is make it weird.
Yeah
Just be yourself, be chill. Kind of like, I don't know, I feel like eye contact, like, you know, when you lock eyes with someone, mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like
there's signs.
If
you're not getting any signs, you probably should not approach them. Potentially. Unless they didn't like see you or whatever. But
if you feel like, I mean, I feel like if you're asking yourself this question, you probably felt a little bit of that. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, cool. Like, ask them if they're done using that machine or done using those weights, or if you couldn't. I don't know. What are you working out today? I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of one of my girlfriends. She has like a gym crush, and every time I catch up with her, she tells me about it.
Yeah.
And so, but then it got kind of like, he was like, oh, I don't give out my Instagram to people. And it was like, okay, well, like, is he hiding something?
100%. Like, I'm going to tell you right now. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's where that kind of died. But you also have to be
because he's having a full on engaged conversation with her and like talking with her like all cool in person.
Literally, but then he's like when they're crossing paths, he'll be like, oh, what are you working out today?
Yeah.
Oh, and she has like a really unique name.
They're flirty. Like she probably feels that.
Yeah. Big time. So again, I feel like if you're asking this question, you probably feel the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, okay, look. I feel like, and I know you're gonna back me up on this, bro, because you said earlier, girls have the upper hand here, all right? If you're attracted to somebody at the gym, you should feel fully confident. And I get it, it's a little like, it's shy, right? You feel a little like nervous, but you could say anything. Yeah. You could say anything. Just go and make the approach. And honestly, that applies to guys too, but it's, okay, maybe I'm being a little like, you know, but I feel like it's definitely easier for girls. I definitely think it's easier for girls.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You don't think so?
girls in that, like, that
I'm telling you, as a man, aspect, I would love it. Like, when I was single, if they were girls who just came up to me like that and just, like, said anything, and I'd talk to them. I'll take care of the rest. You know, just taking that initiation, I would be all about it.
Yeah. I think a man really appreciates when a girl's just super straight up.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks, too, is that when girls are super straight up, people start thinking, is that how you are all the time? That's what sucks.
Depends on how you do it.
Yeah, it depends on how you do it. Depends
on how you do it, bro.
But no matter what.
If they're coming across aggressively flirty, I do think like that. But if it's casual, it's different. It's a different take. In my opinion, it is.
But I think just going up to somebody straight up, like, yo, but it does take a lot of balls, though.
A lot, both parties.
And the payoff would be worth it.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. And I just think that, like, I think me and Josh are pretty confident in what we do. And I think if we were single, it's just easy for us to say that. But not a lot of people are like that. And I think the majority of people are very shy, especially with someone you like. Because mm-hmm. with somebody you like, even the people who are the most confident are very shy now, especially when it's somebody you really like.
It's definitely a lot easier said than done. Of course.
Like, even when I was single, which was fucking 300 years ago, when I met Karen for the first time, I was super nervous. And I'm not a nervous guy, but I was super nervous for her, you know? But I just think at the gym, I think, I face it, you're at the gym already. Anything goes. Like, there's not gonna be no fucking romantic shit ever.
Right.
Everyone smells like fucking sudor. Everything smells like fucking rubber. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're already at the gym, just do whatever. But it's different with guys. Guys can't come up to people like that in front of a bunch of people. You look creepy. You gotta do it in a sleek way.
It's how you do it.
I'm talking like in a in general perspective.
Yeah.
Like you can't just like go up to chicks. Like you're gonna look creepy. So, but yeah, guys definitely have to like play the game a lot harder. Because a girl just go.
You know what's funny? I feel like we're talking like this, and I feel like girls probably feel the same way. Like they're like, girls have to be like, they can't just do that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, no, there's gonna be a lot of girls that are like, no, you shouldn't go up to us regardless. We're like in our own private, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And I would not do that. I don't.
Yeah, same. Gym is a That's what I'm saying. So if you're gonna do it, you're already at the gym anyway. So yeah. Anything goes. Yeah, but yeah. I think a lot of girls respect, everybody should respect the fact of a woman when they're at the gym, because for a lot of women, it takes a lot of courage to go to a public gym.
100%. Yeah.
That's why I think guys, if you're out there and you're single and you want to go up to women, just really think about that first. It's, you know, think more maturely.
But think about your approach for sure.
Think about your approach, but think about like sometimes these girls, they go, you know, to the gym for like, and you know, it's hard for them already.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it's kind of like a thing that I didn't know about until like a couple years ago where, you know, girls just don't go to the gym. It takes a lot of effort and balls to go to the gym for a woman.
100%.
They don't want to be bothered.
Especially because most of them are like powered by guys, you know, like those gyms.
Yeah, it's guy dominant.
It's guy dominant. Yeah. So, but bro, the girls that are at the gym and they're getting it, I actually respect them. I'm like, dang, that girl don't give a fuck, you know, like that's dope.
Which is why if you're a girl in the gym, you're getting it and you feel like you want to go talk to somebody, go.
Yeah.
Please go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. Next question. What's up we got?
All right, Jess. You know, you see it, you hear it. It's kind of like our thing. Before we end the episode, we got to talk about our FIs.
Are we talking FIs?
FIs, baby.
Are we talking FIs?
First impressions.
We're talking the letter F and then the letter I.
F-I. F-A-E.
Damn.
F-A-E.
Damn.
So FIs, Jess, you can pick what chamaco you want to talk about first.
That's tough. honestly, I've been practicing this moment in my head.
Oh!
Since you guys hinted
at it. She knew this was coming.
But honestly, like, I still don't know.
She knows Sebas exactly what they talk about on TikTok about you.
No. No, honestly,
I wrote all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a consumer of the internet first and foremost, and I have been for a very long time. And of course, like, so as someone who really likes makeup and is very interested in like the beauty space, I have known who Karen was since like for many, 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 many years. Never in my entire life that I imagined that I would be like working with you guys. Because like also you, Josh, you've been in the game for a long time. Respectfully, you know, like, I'm trying to say.
Damn. long
old ass motherfucker.
No.
You're a has-been.
No,
you
no,
never
no,
was.
No.
You're not even a has-been.
For Sebas, at least, you know, like there was an opportunity for us to work together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I know who he is. Like, I kind of know like what he's into. I think that the objective of what I was working on at the time, you kind of fit into really seamlessly. So I was really excited for that and for like to learn from you as well, because you like I feel like you're more tapped in than I am. And then I was also like, oh, you know, like I've heard on the internet about like him and like people who are just like, you know, saying things about like you and Karen, and honestly, like it sounds scary, but you guys have always, people always say very nice things about you and how you guys are like very kind and like you take the time to get to know people. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know. And then you showed up and I was like, oh, like this guy's like really cool. You know, like he was all fitted, you know, like glasses y todo. And then obviously like I was producing that project. And so I got to talk to him. And I was like, wow, the people are right. Like, he is really nice. Like, he's a very cool, very nice person. Mm-hmm. And then,
you were like, you kind of did a little bit of research and you were kind of, or just stuff like, that you would see in the past and stuff like that.
I knew who Sebas was, of course, you know, and like I had heard from my peers as well, just because like there's people that are like fans of you and like, you know, your content and Karen's content and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Basically, what you're saying is they wanted to hire me for something that they were going to produce. And that was a perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she's saying?
That's what she said right now.
Because I did not get that.
Yeah. And then when I showed up, asked who I am.
They're like, bingo.
Wow. He actually is like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's fucking amazing.
And extremely humble, which is my favorite part about him.
I am. But what's my saying that I'm going to get tatted on me? El chiste es caer gordo.
Are you going to get that tatted?
No. No, but yes, thank you, Jess. I really appreciate that. And honestly, I mean, I remember those days, and you know, I don't show much nervousness, but you know, you do want to put on for a crowd or whatever. Try
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it was even, honestly, it was a really intimidating situation that we kind of just threw you into.
Yeah.
But you killed it. Like you, we were like, okay, cool. Like this is our guy. Mm-hmm. And you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a little nervous about it too.
Well, I wasn't nervous. It's just
you wanted to do good.
Yeah, but I didn't know what to do because it was I got thrown into it. Yeah. So I had to
literally
learn how to do whatever I was. You know, I'm not gonna talk about it because I don't know. Maybe we should or shouldn't talk about it because it's not ours.
Yeah, and it
you know
yeah, right.
So you know what I mean? Like it's not mine. Right. But basically, I was put in a situation where they wanted me to be a certain person, which is myself.
Yeah,
which what I do here like this. So. Whatever worked out, it worked out because now, you know, it worked out because Jessica's here. But for whatever reason, but no, I was thrown into a situation and it's not that I was nervous. I just had to learn very quickly.
Yeah, on the spot, literally on the spot so much.
To do something.
Yeah.
It's not that I was nervous. It's just, I had to be very,
it's a lot. It was a lot. I know. I recognize that now and I'm sorry for that.
Oh no, it's not your fault.
That's the entertainment business.
Yeah.
You gotta adapt.
Yeah. Quick. Like I'm in there. It's not that I'm saying like, oh, it's like super hard and I felt disrespected. No, I'm just saying like it wasn't hard. It just, I had to learn.
The second time you came in though, you were like on it. You were like,
it wasn't even like learning how to do whatever they were telling me to do.
Yeah.
It was just learning that structure, that idea that they had, that concept. And then for me to kind of like learn that concept immediately, like the storyline and what I'm really doing, you know? But yeah, thank you. Thank you. I am pretty humble. Yeah.
And then for Josh, dude, I met you and we've had this conversation.
Oh, yes.
I met you like a long time ago.
Many moons ago.
Yeah. And I remember at the time, like, I was like, oh my God, it's Josh Leyva. Cause like you were, you know, what is it? Cholo Adventures.
Yeah.
Like you had so many things going on. And I was like, period. Like this guy is in the game, like one of the OGs, like literally. And I thought that you were very nice. Our interaction at that point in time was like really brief.
Yeah.
But then when I met you again, like when you guys came, whatever, like when you guys showed up to like, you know, whatever, scout me or whatever.
Got it for sure.
We had notes and everything, Jess.
I didn't know. And so, yeah, like that wasn't even a project that I was managing that you guys came in for. And so like just saying hello, whatever. And then, I don't know, then we did actually kind of collab on a project. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. That's when you were like, hey, Jess, you should come and produce our stuff. And I was like, no, you guys got that shit down. Oh, like, I'm sure. And then you started laughing. Anyway.
And then we're like, no, we don't.
Yeah, literally. And then
I'm like, we do?
Yeah, no, we don't. It's so funny when people give us our flowers and we're like, no, we actually don't.
We literally wing this shit.
Yeah.
We used to.
We were serious.
First impressions, I guess, after that. Again, you're just very kind. I feel like we've had a lot of conversations about like how you know, when Jenica came in, how she said that you weren't approachable.
Yeah.
And like how the internet kind of had a field day with it. And to this day, like your comments sometimes say, oh, look at you trying to be approachable. Like, it's so funny to me. And like, I think it's because guys who look like you aren't usually like as emotionally intelligent, as open, as candid, as just like willing to talk about certain things.
That's the stigma around
a certain type. You know, like I feel like when people see you guys, like they'll categorize you automatically, even if it's subconsciously. Like they're like, oh, well, he must be like this, this or that.
Yeah.
And you're kind of not. Like,
yeah.
You guys are both kind of like not who your immediate perception of them might be, especially when things are taken out of context and just posted on the internet like that. Like that's not
like last week
at all. Yeah.
Hence of us being canceled. Dude, that wasn't a cancellation. That was just
just people had
a warning to me.
No, what I thought was like, dang, people have like these are like they had FIs on me.
Yeah, like really strong opinions.
Yeah, and they're like really strong FIs on me. That's what it was. I don't feel like I was canceled. I just like, oh, well, a lot of people think this is about me. Hmm.
The thing that Jenica said where she was like, and I was thinking about it, and you just reminded me of this right now, when she was like, she said that Sebas is more approachable, but she could take me more serious. Mm-hmm. Right? You remember when she said that? Mm-hmm. And when I took that, it kind of like made me, I was like, I appreciate that I'm like taken serious, but I think that that also limits me from potentially being as approachable because I think I'm just like, Sebas is more like life of the party that comes in, like, right? He's just like energy, right? And me, I think like, I want to like look for people and I'm looking for the connection. So this sometimes that gets perceived as like a little bit more standoffish, you know, because I'm not like, right? I'm more like, I'll have that deep conversation. I'll sit, we'll be at a party, you're like in the middle of the dance floor and I'm sitting on the couch with somebody having a deep conversation. And that's the moments I look for, bro. So we're like different in that aspect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah. I don't perceive you as that though. I perceive you just like me. Like, I feel like you're like super life of the party all the time.
Cuando agarra confianza, como no.
Yeah, yeah, for like, sure, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have caught you in moments where I'm like, Josh, come hang out with us. And he's just having like intimate conversations with people.
Yeah.
But which is amazing about you. Because that person, whoever you're talking to, is like, their FI is probably like, bro, I didn't know he was going to talk to me for this long or,
right,
you know, have this conversation with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also was wearing a bandana that day when Jenica was here. So I look a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember meeting you briefly during that time when we were doing that thing for Me Too, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like a YouTube series project thing we were working on. I was really excited to do that. And I just remember being so excited to meet like the entire team and meeting you. And I'm going to be fully on.
Like, dude, it was so many years ago.
It was so long ago. Like, I knew I had met you, but like, I wasn't like where I was like, oh yes, Jess, I remember, you know, yeah.
I'm not going to blame you for that.
Okay,
at all. At all. Yeah. It was years ago. You were thrown into a room with a bunch of other people. Yes, like, there's no way.
Yes, but there was this familiarity that I already had with you. Like, I already felt like, I was like, we've already connected before, right? It's not like we had to like build that up again. Mm. But with you, Jess, I just felt like you were so genuine and just very like kind. And even like seeing you work and when we were talking about different topics, because Sebas and I tend to dive into like pretty like serious, heartfelt, sensitive, vulnerable topics. When you talk about things, this is going to be weird, but like, you're like right here with your emotions. Like, your emotions are in front of you. I can see them. You know what I mean? And that's why I say like, you wear your heart on your sleeve. Like, I almost feel like you feel everything. Like, you're very passionate. Mm-hmm. And like, when you like ask us about questions, like you'll say like, oh, somebody wrote in this. And like, you're like processing the moment of like them experiencing it and asking the question. Like, you're like reliving the whole thing. And that's something I was just like, I really like that about her. She's like very in tune with like at her surroundings and people and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I hope that I kind of went on a little tangent there, but yeah.
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
My turn or what?
I guess, fool.
I mean, my first impression was your emails before I even saw your face.
Dude, send good emails. Like, that'll get you freaking hired.
Whoever is sending these emails,
yeah.
I need that. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that on my team.
Yeah.
You know, it was very dope to see that. And it wasn't just like it was like the emails, but like for me, cause you always kind of like you always play yourself down. You know what I mean? I mean, I do still, even, you know, me and I still, you know, you have what is it called again? The syndrome?
Imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. I still have sometimes.
Yeah.
And me I'm too. Like, and you know, sometimes I think about, I'm like, wow, they're sending me an email like this. Who am I? You know? And, you know, I noticed and I was like, this is so cool. So that was my first impression. But when I finally met you, kind of like with Josh, same realm as Josh, what he was saying. Sometimes we've obviously been in this industry for quite some time now. So when you meet people, you know, I'm not going to like you. I'm going to like you. Oh, I'm not going to like you, you know? But immediately when I met you, I knew that you had my back. No matter what. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you meet somebody like, oh, you're eye to eye with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Immediately, I don't have to say a word to you.
It's kind of crazy how that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I saw Jess, I'm like, okay, she's gonna have my back. Even if I don't like what I'm doing right now, she knows me. Like, she's gonna have my back. Like, I feel like we just had this connection already.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just had great, I mean, I don't know, maybe it was the Gemini in us. I don't know. I just had a great connection with you. And it wasn't even that we talked that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just immediately I knew that you're gonna take care of me today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because sometimes when you go places, I'm like, this was just, he was just told to take care of me.
Mm-hmm,
no, you wanted to take care of me.
She's a nurturer in her character.
And I felt that. I felt that. Because there's some people that are hired to do things. Hey, go.
And you can tell they're just,
and you can just tell that you're just doing your job. And you were doing your job. Great. Great, good for you. Not like that. As in like, you were doing your job. Great.
Thanks.
You know? I don't want people, you know.
They're coming after you. Yeah. You better be careful.
I just gotta be careful now. So you were doing your job great, and but you just feel like, okay, you really want me here, and that was my first impression. Was, wow, she fucks with me heavy. I was like, okay, I like that. But obviously, there's more than that. It was you. I saw what you were doing. My biggest smile and my towards you was, wow, she's so confident in what she does. You know, when I saw you wherever I saw you, I was like, you're so confident in what you do. You know, you're just running shit. And I like that. You know, I love people that are confident, that fucking point fingers. You do this, you do that. You know what I mean? I fuck with that. So that was my first impression. And like I said earlier, just the way that you were handling things for myself, the way that you were talking to me was very nice. You know, I just felt like you were like me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, she's very like, I'm going to take care of you. You take care of me. Like that kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, it's always like, I was taught to treat others how you would want to be treated.
Golden
you
rule.
Know? And like, if I want to work with you on something, like, yes, I'm going to send you the freaking emails, but also like, dude, I value you as a person. Like what you contribute to this. Like, I think you have a lot to contribute to this. You know what I mean? And I like to just hire someone and have it be a job. Like that's not, I don't know. And maybe it's because like, I was also really passionate about, you know, what I was doing that I was like, this is something I really care about. Yeah. I want to make sure that we really bring someone, you know what I mean?
And I saw that. I saw that what we were doing at that moment, it was kind of her baby.
Yeah.
And I felt so grateful to be there because I was part of that puzzle and she was really proud of piece of the puzzle that
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, big time.
Like, so I was like,
it's good line, man.
Like, she made me feel like I was, you know, one of the missing puzzles. Not missing, just, you know, piece. I am the puzzle. I'm a piece.
Yeah.
And,
the whole puzzle.
And her making me feel that, like, I am a person to complete, you know, her project or, you know, that comes with love, you know, to me, it was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because in general, like, it's not like, they gave her a list of like people to choose from. I'm sure she like scouted me out, you know? So to me, that was amazing. But yeah, other than that, she's just an amazing person. She's very kind-hearted and she's very hardworking and you're very, very, very intelligent.
Thanks guys, I appreciate it.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
There it is.
I'm just glad people
are- The heart behind La Plática.
Yeah, yeah. One time I think I left, she goes, hey, this and that. I'm like, oh, no, figure it out. It's your podcast.
It's not you, girl. I ain't got nothing to do with
Remember,
this.
I was like, oh, no, it's your podcast. Yeah,
this is your show, Jess.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody back at home, I'm so glad that you guys finally got to meet Jess. It was an amazing episode. Jess, I will always remember this episode for the rest of my life. Same with Josh. Yeah. I know that. We are very grateful for you to be here, to have you. I hope you don't leave us.
If you quit my job for you guys.
I was about to say that.
Don't say that. But, you know,
She said she quit her job for us, bro.
Well, that's the title of today's podcast. No, we're super grateful to have you. Everybody back home should be super grateful to have Jess because she's the one that's going to make everybody like, wow. You know what I mean? She has been the huge pillars now of La Plática, especially 100%. La Plática, the new studio and stuff like that. And it's been an amazing journey and she's been helping out so much. And we just love having a strong woman in back of us and actually in front of us, you know,
I just appreciate that a lot.
And anything that you need, we got your back. Anything that you want, we got your back. And I hope that we can make you proud as much as, you know, we can.
Every day. Thank you.
So we really appreciate it. Yeah, that was it.
It's exciting, man. A lot of great stuff is coming, guys. So stay tuned. This is just the beginning, yo.
This is just the beginning, yo.
I'll say that loosely.
So enjoy your guys' week. If you guys haven't watched the last episode,
and if you're still watching
in trouble,
right now, damn.
Yeah,
yo,
we love
shout
you.
Out to y'all, man.
We love you, love you, love
deep
you.
Deep in it.
Subscribe to the channel. Once again, the giveaway over there. Where it gets hot, there's like a festival.
Yes.
It's like nice and hot and windy over there. Yeah, so link it down below. And nos vemos en la próxima plática. It was a pleasure talking to all, you know, to you. I love you guys.
There it is.
I hope I never hurt you guys.
Well, a little too late for that, buddy. Next question. I'm just kidding. Jess, can we plug your Instagram stuff? Where do you want to like send people? Because I mean, come on, girl.
Sure.
It's what you want, girl.
I don't know. I'm at Jess.
Ooh.
With two H's and four S's.
There it is.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow Jess.
I'm not like an influencer or anything. Like I have, you know, it's just my people.
Yeah.
So don't expect too much from me.
It's even better.
You know, what you see is what you get.
That's yeah. That was I feel like there's already a few people that already found you and stuff, but now they have now they really can. They don't have to be detectives anymore.
And honestly, thanks for being on.
Thank you guys for welcoming me, like literally with open arms,
of course,
into like the La Plática familia. Yeah. And like, I am so stoked to be here. I'm so excited to be working with you guys and to, you know, be working on some really cool stuff. And this is just the beginning. Like, again, thank you for including me, for thinking of me for this episode.
Of course. It was definitely time. Well,
it was, I mean, she's been with us for 3 months and like, I mean, yeah, it's time.
I thought we were going to wait a little longer at TVH.
No, it was long enough. I was over it. I was like, didn't even know.
Yeah. Even like before we even like told you, like the, even the conversation that we had right like prior to telling you, we were just so excited. And like right after I was done with that conversation, I was like, I told myself, I'm like, I mean, the fact that we're excited about it, it's just going to work.
I literally thought you guys were going to fire me. Like, I literally was like, you guys were like, it's being so secretive. We want to have a solo episode. Tell her. I was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah, the way you worded it.
I was like,
you did word it a little. Like, I was like, oh, I think this is the part he wants me to tell her.
No, I said, we kind of want to have a solo episode.
That's not what you'd said in the
text. Yeah, I said, we kind of want to have a solo episode. Tell her, YP.
And but then like, now that I think about it. Without Matt?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
No. No. Yeah. And then, you know, I was on TikTok that week. So she was influenced by all that TikTok, you know, towards me.
They were right about his ass.
That's not true at all.
I said, stop believing all that, Jess. All right.
No, this is not going to be the last time Jess is going to be on, by the way, guys. We got to bring her on for like other stuff, too.
Yeah, of course.
This was just the intro.
There's so much more to Jess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
There it is.
Nos vemos.
Let's do it, baby.
Ciao.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye, y'all.